Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Are you kind of curious, too, how last night went? Because I know I had, like, all day. I've been like, well, I told Jess to hang on and tell us all together here on Mix. We're Kramer and Jess. Good morning. What I'm talking about is that Jess opened up to us yesterday that her dad's coming into town. Whole family's here, right? Your dad, your mom.
And my little sister.
Yeah, and that should be a really exciting thing, and it is. They're here.
Yes.
Problem is that right before Jess left from California to come to Baltimore, mm-hmm. her dad pretty much expressed he wasn't thrilled about the idea.
Yeah.
And what was his main reason behind that?
He just didn't think I could be out here on my own so far away from my family. I did move from home for college, but that was just 8 hours away. I also have family in the area, so this is the first time I've completely detached from everyone, and I'm on my own.
So they got here what time yesterday?
3:55.
How did everything go yesterday? I'm sure you were probably apprehensive getting into it.
Well, I've been to the airport getting off the plane, but I've never driven to the airport. You know what I mean?
And picking Jess, up by the way, she's a terrible driver and a terrible navigator.
I am the worst. Yeah. I should not be driving and I should not be navigating. And yet I have to do it. So I pick them up and I get lost. And I miss my exit, and it takes us, I think, maybe like another 20 minutes to get to where to drop them off at the hotel. So we kind of go on a detour, which was cool. So, you know, they got to, you know, they're seeing everything, and we went through downtown and all that kind of stuff. But my dad, of course, is just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, you don't know where you are. And I'm like, no, I don't know where I am. Like,
we've
that's
been
why
here
I
for
have,
3 weeks.
Yeah, that's why I have GPS. You know what I mean? And of course, I feel like, and everyone can relate to this, where your parents just are the ones that can push your buttons the most. So I already get nervous when I have people in my car because I know I'm a bad driver, and then my family makes fun of me a lot because I'm a bad driver.
Sure.
So I'm sweating. I don't know where I'm at. I keep missing my exits. So that was part one.
What about dinner?
Dinner. We went to Papa's Sports Bar in Cockeysville because a ton of you guys told me to go there last week because they have really good crab cakes there.
Dad was happy with dinner?
So good.
Okay.
They were obsessed with the crab cakes, obsessed with the crab dip. I mean, it was so good. So that was really fun.
Anything said around the nature of what's going on?
I kind of avoided that. We just kept it super light, and I think because they were hungry, they were tired, so we just kind of went to dinner. We went to Target after. I had to get a bunch of stuff. They helped me get a bunch of stuff that I didn't have, you know, kind of. Of
course. How'd that feel, by the way, when you were like, I don't have all this stuff?
Well, that was another thing, too. They're just like, do you have this? Do you have this? Do you have this? And I'm like, no, no, no. Because this is also the first time I've ever had my own apartment, because when I was in college and working multiple jobs, I was like, I had a ton of roommates. I was living in living rooms. I was sharing rooms. So I've never had to have things that you need for a actual home. So they're bringing all these things to my attention, and I don't have them, which also makes me look like I don't know what's going on. But sorry, I don't have a can opener yet. It's not that big of a deal.
So far, so good, though. All in all, would you say it's been pretty drama-free?
Totally drama-free, just because we're avoiding it. So right now, it's fine.
So here's what I looked at Jess about 7 o'clock because it hit me. Because I'm planning on going to dinner tonight with Jess and her family and Jess's boyfriend, Garage Boy.
Yeah.
And I looked at Jess and I'm like, do you think your dad's going to say something to me tonight?
Totally.
Because, yeah.
Totally,
because
yeah.
I haven't seen them in probably a year.
It's been a long time
since
you've seen them.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm like,
yeah, you were.
What could he bring up? And like, how do I even like broach this topic? You being here, and I think I'm pretty good on my feet, so I think we'll be okay. But
we'll see how it goes.
We'll check in.
We'll see what he says to you.
We're going over to Fells Point for dinner tonight about 6:30. So Monday we'll check in with an update, because I'm just hoping we can get through the rest of this week without Dad trying to convince Jess to go home. That's like the main thing we're looking at here, right?
So I just kind of feel like yesterday went so smoothly and it was fine because he's holding it in, knowing he's going to see we'll all be together tonight, and probably we'll just be like, so what's going on?
Right, drinking and stuff? Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Okay, well, Monday we'll give you an update about this time, and hopefully we can just make this week smooth.
Yeah.
Thank you for the recommendations of where to go and do's too, what to do.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5. WWMX HD1 Baltimore. A radio.com station. It's new morning fun with Kramer and Jess. Mix 106.5.
Early. We're early, Jess.
Happy Friday.
You want to sit in silence for a minute? Because we got another...
Why?
30 seconds before it's actually 6.
Just rock with us for a second.
Okay, just vibe out for a minute.
If you're driving, if you could just kind of move your shoulders to the side a little bit. Don't close your eyes, though. Focus on the road.
So, real talk.
tell them what we've been doing.
We've been having in the studio. This might make you feel good. I don't know if I can play this. I think it's clean, but I don't even know if it's clean or not.
Because if it's not, I'm not not trying to get us in trouble before we...
I think
we...
it is. We're doing like a little throwback.
You said
jam.
You think it is.
I think
is.
It's clean, but...
It's probably not.
If it's not, I can just dump it, I guess.
Okay. All right.
You know, we try to get ourselves pumped up before the show, and this morning I came in with a little classic. Let me see if I can...
I'm scared.
I'm going to get in trouble for this one. Just know that right off the bat. Right now, but you don't feel like I do. Chief Sweat.
Hey. Somebody's in their feels this morning. It's okay.
I had to get so sexy, you know?
It's okay.
So early in the morning. But
we've been jamming out like for an hour.
Yeah, just to get ready and get pumped up for the show.
For the day.
I love how our boss goes out of town and all of a sudden I'm playing Keith Sweat on the radio.
Why are you getting all crazy just because he's not here?
I know, just like that. Hey, happy Friday. Yes, thanks for joining the show. We call you the 6 o'clock club because you're the people that are up before the sun is up like we are. We can relate to one another. So
yes,
we give you a shout out, especially on Friday. And Jess, what I thought we would do is we would ask, what are you doing this weekend?
Yeah.
So why don't you text us? Text us your name. We want to know who you are and that you're listening.
Yes.
And then tell us what you're doing this weekend.
Yes.
And we can give you a shout out here on the radio.
Yes.
Before shout outs, though, Jess, are you the kind of person at night that puts their phone on silent, or are you too paranoid you're going to miss an important call if your phone is on silent?
Ooh, it's on vibrate, and I put it face down, so the light doesn't wake me up.
Oh, yeah, because I woke you up the other night. I forgot about that.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I called Jess at like 9:30, thinking she'd still be up, but I woke her up. Sorry about that. I typically am the kind of person that would turn my phone off at night, because I'm just like, what are the odds?
Wait, do people leave their phone sound on?
Yeah, some people will leave it on because they're afraid they're going to miss a call.
Oh.
And I'm not that way. There's nothing that's going to interrupt my sleep. But last night, I forgot to. So yeah. I had my sound on, right?
Okay.
And
who called you?
I had a friend who was visiting Austin who was intoxicated that decided to call me literally at, well, it was 11
what kind
o'clock.
Of friend is this?
A bad friend.
Mm.
A bad friend. That's who it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I could ever, for people that keep your phone on at night because you're scared you're going to miss an important call. I can't relate to that.
No.
I guess anything can wait till the morning time for me because I just can't.
I didn't even think about that, though. I almost feel bad that I don't because what if I do?
I know. Now of course, I'm going to do it and then something bad's going to happen, but whatever.
You were so upset.
Because our sleep is so valuable, you know? Especially
you
if you're up this early. I feel like the 6 o'clock people understand that. So
We got to go to work.
Anyway, welcome to our show, and we're going to get started with the top three. It's the Baltimore top three, the top three trending stories from Baltimore and beyond here in just a second with Jess.
Yes, if you have kids in high school or maybe your friends do, I have a huge update for you. Details next.
High school sports back in Baltimore, and Jess got details here in like 30 seconds with the top three trending stories. First, let's shout out to our 6 o'clock club. This is people that are waking up with us right here in Baltimore. We appreciate you for choosing Mix in our show. Jess, who's up?
Someone is celebrating a birthday today. You did not give me your name, but happy birthday to you.
Well, text us back your name.
I know, okay.
Yeah, we need to know.
Someone is going to a party on the marina, and they invited us, but you didn't give me any details, so where should I go?
You guys are being very nondescript.
No, but also, though, it's totally okay. I know you're probably busy right now. Veronica is listening from California. We love you.
Yes.
Sean from Atlanta, he's taking his son, his 20-month-old son, to the pumpkin patch for the first time this weekend. So much fun.
That's cool.
And then Summers Watson from Eastern Shore, his daughter plays softball, and he's going to be at a tournament all weekend. Good luck to her. Kick some butt. Tell her we say good luck.
That's right. 410-583-1065. Who are you, and what are you doing this weekend? Let us know. We'll shout you out.
Yeah, where's that
it
party at?
106.5.
Yeah, more importantly.
It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Yeah, so Jess got us caught up with everything going on in the world. Top three stories in Baltimore and beyond. Jess?
Brought to you by Regency Furniture's Total Warehouse Liquidation Sale this Saturday and Sunday. Make sure to check them out in Glen Burnie, Catonsville, and Waldorf. RegencyFurniture.com for more details. Governor Larry Hogan has announced that most vulnerable to getting COVID-19 would be the first in Maryland to get vaccines when they do become available. The pharmaceutical developer that has the COVID-19 vaccines, candidate for them, they're already in the second phase of clinical trials. Under Maryland's early plans, staff and residents at nursing homes, assisted living facilities would have first priority for the first round of vaccinations, as well as senior daycare attendees, employees, healthcare workers, essential workers, public safety officials, and also educators. The developer aims to start distributing a vaccine later this year.
And, I mean, that makes sense. There's two types of people, though. There's people that are so ready to take those vaccines and just get, you know, get back to normal as fast as possible. Then there's the other side. It's like, we haven't really tested the vaccine that well. And are we going to be the first ones to take it? Everything's so divisive right now with everything in our world. And it's just another one.
Yeah. Fall sports practices at Maryland public high schools can begin as early as October 7th, when initially sports weren't even supposed to start until the spring. Golf competitions can begin October 7th, with other fall sports starting competitions on October 27th. Face coverings and social distancing guidelines must be enforced. The October 7th date gives 7 weeks for competition for fall sports, including cross country, field hockey, football, soccer, golf, and volleyball. Winter sports will begin December 14th. Spring sports will start January 4th. However, they do want you to know local school systems can choose not to start fall sports on October 7th. It is an option to do the second semester plan. The governor emphasized that local jurisdictions and school boards can make their own decision on sports resuming.
That does, yeah. Makes sense.
Demi Lovato and her fiance called it quits.
Catch me up with this story, because I was not doing radio at the time. When I'm not doing radio, I feel like I don't stay up with what's going on in the world.
Okay, so Demi started dating this guy. He's an actor. His name is Max Eric. They got engaged in June, and they were only dating, I think, for like 2 months. And it looked like it was the perfect thing. Everyone was so excited for her just because she had been through so much. Sure. You know what I mean? But an insider from People magazine said it was a tough decision, but Demi and Max have decided to go their separate ways to focus on their careers, and they will cherish the time that they've spent together. So the source is saying that the end of quarantine had a lot to do with the issues in their relationship. Demi and Max were together for 24/7 for months because, I mean, he moved in with her right after they started dating. And, of course, it was during all that time there was no stress. They weren't working or anything like that. But now they're on completely different coasts, and the long distance has put strain on their relationship, so they called off their engagement.
And how long was it? How long were they actually together? Not long then, right?
No.
They moved in right in quarantine, so what, 6 months or something like that?
It was no more than like five or six months.
That moves fast. I want nothing more than Demi Lovato to be happy. Somebody
that's
struggles
why
with
I'm
her.
So sad.
She has so many demons she struggles with. And I was hoping, right?
So was I.
Yeah.
Well, this is Jess, and that's your top three.
Hey, do me a favor this morning, would you? If you are married, can you either call us or text us and let us know what your wedding song is or was?
Yes.
And then tell us if you are happily married or if you are quite the opposite of that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just didn't work out the way you thought it was going to work out. There is a study out this morning that surveyed like 5,000 people, and it's the wedding songs that lead to the happiest and unhappiest marriages. But I'm kind of curious how your wedding song turned out. So call us, text us, 410-583-1065. We'll talk next. Really quick before we talk about wedding songs, Monday, put a reminder in your phone, because somebody listening right now is going to win $1,000. We're moving our massive game called Mega Prize Minute from 6:45 over to 7:15, 7:20-ish. It's 10 questions, 60 seconds. You answer them right, and you're winning $1,000 from our friends at Fox, and I can see your voice. So be here Monday on Mix. Yeah, so this survey came out this morning. We kind of need your help with this, because they surveyed like thousands of couples, and they're trying to figure out like which wedding songs did couples end up being the happiest, and did couples end up being not the happiest. So let me give you the ones that are on this list first. So on the happiest list, play these for you. On the happiest list, number three is Frank Sinatra and The Way I Feel Tonight. Or sorry, The Way You Look Tonight.
I will feel a glow just thinking of you.
It's cute, right?
I love it.
Number three, the happiest couples have that wedding song. Number two is Stevie Wonder's Isn't She Lovely. Play that one. One song that couples have in Baltimore that the happiest couple, ready? This is your wedding song. Most likely you're going to survive. And it's Elton. It's Elton John's Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
From Lion King? A Disney song was an option. That changes the game for me.
All right, let's look on the opposite side of the spectrum now. These are the songs they say, this is your first dance. you're probably not going to work out. Number three is Snow Patrol and Chasing Cars.
Oh.
Number two is Jason Mraz and I'm Yours.
Okay.
And the number one song in Baltimore, This Is Your Wedding Song, they're saying it's not looking good. It's not looking good. And that is One Direction's Little Things.
I won't let these little things slip.
You know, so if your COVID wedding got pushed back, you might want to just make a little.
I mean, if the band broke up.
A little upbeat.
Yeah. You feel me? Like,
if something tragic happened to the band, it's probably not good.
It is a good song, though.
So my marriage did not work out. And my wedding song, just for the record.
I don't know this.
You don't know this?
You never told me.
Sade's By Your Side.
This is what your song was?
This is us. We're so young. So in love.
Who picked it?
11 years ago, she did. I didn't know this song before.
And you,
beforehand.
You didn't even get to. You didn't even get a choice.
No, I didn't have to say it. So. What we're asking you to do this morning is call us or text us and, like, tell us what your wedding song is or was. And we want to know, like, are you happily married or did it turn out, you know, the other way? Let's call us up. Text us.
This is Jen.
Jen, what was your wedding song or what is your wedding? Is or was? I guess was your wedding song?
It was Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
No Great way. Song, by the way. Great song.
My husband chose it. It was the only thing he cared about with the whole wedding planning.
Well, then you're a lucky woman. I was quite the opposite. I wanted my hand in everything. I'll be honest. I was picking colors. I was picking flowers when I was married. Well, okay, so tell us, are you guys happily married or quite the opposite?
Happily. It's been 12 years.
Nice.
Yay!
Add to the list. Congratulations. Yes. We'll have to add that song to the list. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
Oh, yeah, you too. 410-583-1065. Mix, who's this?
Hi, this is Leah Stahl.
Leah, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Hanover, Maryland.
Beautiful. Hanover, shout out. Okay, listen, what was your wedding song?
My wedding song was Latch by Sam Smith.
Yeah.
And it was the acoustic version with Sam Smith.
It's beautiful. That's my favorite.
Beautiful song. Tell us, are you happily married or quite the opposite?
Super happily married. That was like our song when we first started dating.
Cute.
And it was a great song, and we choreographed a dance by ourselves on our own and did it in front of our family and friends, and we've been married for 3 years.
There it goes.
Congratulations.
There we go.
And we have a baby.
Well, yay!
We got to add that to the good list then. We'll add Latch to the good list. Thank you so much. And happy Friday, by the way.
Thanks. Same to you guys. Bye.
Bye. 410-583-1065. Nobody loves. Mix 1065. We're Kramer and Jess. Happy Friday. We're talking about this new survey out this morning saying that Baltimore couples, like the song you choose as your first dance, can either make or break your wedding.
Yes.
According to this new survey, if it's Elton John, Can You Feel the Love Tonight, those are the happiest couples.
Yes.
If it's One Direction's Little Things, those are the most likely to get divorced or have more therapy or things like that, according to 5,000 people in the city.
Yes.
So we're asking you a pretty simple question on Friday. What is your wedding song, and are you happily married, or did it kind of go the other way, right? So call us, text us, 410-583-1065.
Alice Ann in Glenwood is celebrating her 27th wedding anniversary today. Their song was The One by Elton John. We had a listener said their first marriage was very unhappy for terrible years. Their song was Cars by Snow Patrol.
Okay, that was on the list, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure that was on the list of the worst songs.
It was on
That's
the list.
That's interesting.
I Thought I Loved You Then by Brad Paisley. Still married, very thankful. Let's see. Wedding song was Truly, Madly, Deeply by Savage Garden. Happily married. We have some A Thousand Years by Christina Perry. I've
forgot
all of
about
those.
That.
Yes, let's see. Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra.
Happily married as
yep.
well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 410-583-1065. Hi, Mix, who's this? Who's calling us?
Leslie.
Leslie, and where are you calling from?
Pasadena, Maryland.
Beautiful. Leslie, tell us your wedding song.
I Swear, All for One.
God, that's a great song. I'm excited to play that on the radio this morning.
So good.
Leslie, please don't tell us that. Please don't tell us this ended badly, because this song is a relic. Please.
Nope. Happily married for 25 years.
Yes, yeah! Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hey, what's the secret, by the way? 25 years. What's the secret?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. There's many, many secrets, I would say, but it's just got to be equal on both ends.
God, I love that. Leslie, congrats. Happy Friday, by the way.
Thank you. You too.
My name's Lisa. I'm calling from Glen Burnie.
Okay, Lisa. Now tell us your wedding song.
My wedding song was Greatest Love of All.
Greatest Love of All. And who is that by?
Whitney Houston.
Oh, Whitney Houston. Oh, yes. 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 Let it sink in for a second. Yes.
I will start crying right now.
Okay. Now, we got to ask the question. This is where it gets nerve-wracking. Did your wedding work out or did it not?
It worked out.
There you go.
Yay. How long have you guys been married?
36 years.
Yeah.
So I got to ask you the same question then. So what's the trick for 36 years? If we want to strive for that, what's the trick?
It's basically you just got to work together. Mm-hmm. You got to be, you know, as one, work together. And, you know, you got your rocky road.
Sure.
You just got to remember in the end, you know, what you committed and how much you love each other.
That's beautiful right there. Love that. What a great way to start Friday. Thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Mix, who's this?
My name's Christy and I'm calling from Columbia.
And Columbia's checking in this morning. Christy, what was your wedding song?
I didn't have one. I eloped. Our song was Lady in Red, and next week will be 28 years.
There he goes, right there.
That's so fun.
Lady in Red.
Oh, that's a great song.
We knew each other for 3 weeks.
Wait, okay, you got to tell us this story then. You knew it, you met it, where'd you meet him?
We were in the Army.
Oh, you were in the Army? Where'd you guys meet?
I got to Georgia when we were in training.
Okay.
Wow. We were both in the military.
Love at first sight.
Yeah, pretty much. I was feeling sorry for him, and he was all lonely one Friday night when we were given leave. So I asked him to go to the movies with a friend of mine, and 3 weeks later, in 3 days, we got married.
No way.
Wow. And now how many years?
28.
That's incredible. Oh, that's a good story. Let's clap for love this morning. Clap for love.
That makes me so happy.
Let's clap for love. Oh, my gosh.
When should I get married? 3 weeks?
No. Jess is like, well, hell, if she did in 3 weeks, I've known Garage Boy, my boyfriend, for what, 7 months? We're good. We're good. Would you recommend that again, though? If you had to do it again, would you do the same way?
Definitely.
She'd do it all over again.
Cry.
Now Jess is going to get married.
I love you.
She's going to be married by Monday, aren't you?
It's about sharing, like, the same ideas and your basic tenets and stuff.
Yeah.
And then you just agree at the beginning that, you know, you're in it for the long haul and you work through when you have difficulties instead of just going, you know, I can't take this.
That's beautiful.
You go, you don't get a choice. You got to take it.
Like it or not. Yeah, I don't care if you don't like me anymore. We're going to figure it out. Yes. So it's going to work.
We're in this together. Thank you so much for your service and thank you for sharing with us this morning.
Not a problem. And welcome to Baltimore. This
is Mix 106.5. Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Yeah, so we've dubbed her Baltimore's little sister. And every day, Jess goes through the internet and Twitter and Facebook and news sites and just pulls down like the 3 top ones you need to know from Baltimore and beyond. We call it the Baltimore Top 3 with Jess.
Brought to you by Regency Furniture's Total Warehouse Liquidation Sale this Saturday and Sunday. Make sure to check them out, RegencyFurniture.com. And the sale is at Glen Burnie, Catonsville, and Waldorf. Governor Larry Hogan has announced that those most vulnerable to getting COVID-19 would be the first in Maryland to get vaccines when they become available. The pharmaceutical developer that has a COVID-19 vaccine candidate is already in its second phase of clinical trials. Under Maryland's early plan, staff and residents at nursing homes and assisted living facilities would be prioritized for the first round of vaccinations, as well as senior daycare attendees and employees, healthcare workers, essential workers, public safety officials, and educators. The developer aims to start distributing a vaccine later this year.
I don't know how I'm feeling about this morning either, because part of me is like, I want to get this over with as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of me is like, there's no way I want to be one of the first people to get a new vaccine or anything, right? So it's like a hard call.
If you love McDonald's McFlurries, this is about to be the coolest news ever. McDonald's is celebrating the 25th anniversary of their frozen treat by selling a new line of McFlurry loungewear. The McFlurry 25th B-Day suit is yellow and features a pattern of 3 McFlurry flavors, including Oreo, M&M's, and the new limited edition Chips Ahoy. It also comes with an insulated pocket, so you can put your McFlurry in there, and also pockets to put your spoon in.
So unnecessary.
So,
why?
No, listen.
Why is the thing?
Because McDonald's says that the unisex loungewear is perfectly tailored for these not-so-normal times to give fans the feel-good celebration they need this year. If you're interested in getting this, though, you have to hurry because they go on sale today at 11:30 this morning. I'm definitely getting one. They're only available while supplies last, and they're selling for $25. And also, you get a coupon with a free snack size McFlurry.
Put the picture on our Instagram, and then put the vote thing of, like, will you get one of these or not? Okay. We're
okay.
Kramer and Jess on on Instagram. Kramer with a K, Kramer and Jess.
The first vote is yes, and that's from me.
Yeah, probably.
Carrie Underwood has landed her own Christmas special at HBO Max to go along with the release of her first ever holiday album. She'll be performing with a live orchestra and choir, doing a combination of traditional favorites as well as new original material from her highly anticipated album. Underwood's Christmas album, My Gift, comes out today, but there's no date yet for the TV special. And she also just won Entertainer of the Year at the 2020 ACM Awards last week.
Let me put this in perspective for you really quick, and I have to do the math on this, because today, which is the Friday, the 25th of September, there's 99 days left in this year, right? Which
yes.
means that Christmas and the holidays
so close.
Are like, yeah,
right around the
like
corner.
2.5 months away.
Yeah.
It's nuts, right?
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
I'm not supposed to play this next thing for you, but you know what? It's Friday, and our boss is out of town, so why not? On Mix. Hang on. Mix. 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. So our boss is out of town, and we're not supposed to do this, but whatever. It's fine. It's Friday. Got Friday vibes in here.
Yeah.
So we also do an uncensored podcast for this show. And basically, like, on the air, we have to be, like, on our best behavior right now.
Yes, and we should, and we are.
We always will be.
Yes.
On the Uncensored podcast, we don't have to be, right?
Right.
We're a little bit more, what's the word?
Exposed.
Raw. Vulnerable.
We expose ourselves.
Yeah. So one thing we started talking about this week on the Uncensored podcast, which, by the way, you can get right now at KramerandJess.com. KramerandJess.com is Kramer with a K. But I need to warn you before you go there. It's called Uncensored. So yeah. If you got little ears in the car, not appropriate right now. That's like an AirPod kind of listen.
That's you on your own time.
Yeah.
If you're doing some chores around the house, going for a walk.
Honestly, we were talking about how it's so hard to move to a new city.
Yes.
And especially hard on Jess because, you know, she is doing all of the top trending stories and we have to mention all these parts of town.
Yes.
That, like, we don't know. We don't know this city that well yet, right?
And I'm trying my best and I feel so embarrassed. And trust me, please know, I am very aware if you know, I don't know what if it sounds like I'm not saying it the right way, and I promise you it's an accident, but please, if I am saying it wrong, just tell me so I can learn.
What I want to do is I want to play this part of our Uncensored podcast that's at KramerandJess.com right now and just show you the struggles that Jess is going through. But she would never mention this on the air. She just kind of smiles and nods, but like on the Uncensored podcast, she kind of went in, you know, about how frustrating this has been. And maybe you can tell us, like, how far off we are.
Just tell us how to say it, please.
Listen, here's the Uncensored podcast. Okay, I want you to pronounce this name, Jessica. Ready?
C-H-I-N-Q-U-A-P-I-N. What?
It's Q-U-A-P-I-N.
You're kidding.
That is a name, and it's Park. So that word in Park. How do you pronounce that word? And by the way, I'm not going to be able to tell you if it's right or wrong. I don't know.
Chinquapin. Bro, no. Chicapin.
Why do you sound so awkward? You sound like a cat wearing, like, socks.
Because I can't.
What? Chimpaquin. Okay.
I only know where I live, Towson.
Okay.
I only know how to say one thing.
I want you to tell me what this is, how you pronounce this name. Ready?
Okay.
M-O-N-D-A-W-M-I-N.
Mondaw. Wait. Mo. Mon.
If you're listening, listen, seriously, let us know because I don't. Here's Jess's favorite one that she's been tripping up on now for a while. Ready? A-N-N-E.
Yeah.
A-N-N-E space A-R-U-N-D-E-L.
Anne Arundel. Anne Arundel.
But what were we saying before?
Arundel.
Arundel? Like it's Arundel. Arundel. Like
I said
damn.
Arundel. I said Arundel, and they're like, no, girl, it's Anne Arundel.
It's not Frozen.
I know.
Isn't that what Frozen's place was called? Arundel?
Tell me why, though. When we got callers, I was like, wait, can you ask her? Can you ask her how I say
it? How to say it?
Ask her just real quick. Ask Debbie real quick. And then Debbie told me.
There was another word today that we saw that we're like, I don't think if you're from here, if you realize how tricky some of these names are. Because yeah. I've lived all over the country. I've never been more tripped up by names. And for some reason, you know, hearing them through the phone, like, how do you say this word, Jess? C-E-D-O-N-I-A.
C-E-D-O-N-I-A?
Yeah. Is that Sedonia?
I would say Sedonia.
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Sidonia.
How do you say B-A-R-E-A?
B-A-R-E-A. Oh, hell. Barra. Barra. Baria. Barra. Bay Area. Hey.
Why you gotta do me like that, though?
That's the Uncensored Podcast. It's up right now. Again, it's uncensored at KramerandJess.com. How far off are we on these words?
So like, bad. Just help us, please.
We're just asking for
your
some clarification, just a few. Then we'll try to sound more local, I promise. It's Mix. Mix 106.5. We're just joking because Jess on our Uncensored Podcast the week is talking about how she just is having a hard time with some names here in Baltimore.
Struggling, you guys.
Know?
Like, I'm trying, though. I'm trying so hard, I promise.
Hey, Mix, who's this?
It's Mikkel. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, help us out with these.
Okay, you know what? That wasn't terrible.
Okay.
All right. You got Anne Arundel.
Okay, good. Okay. Good, nice.
And you got Sidonia.
Okay, yay! Good. Hey, we're at 50%. Not bad for living here for under a month, right?
Exactly. So that's pretty good. What I didn't hear, though, is where I am. E-L-I-C-O-T-T City.
Ellicott?
No, we messed it up.
Yeah, you did.
Wait, so what is...
It's Ellicott.
Okay.
Ellicott City. So please, Jess, never say Ellicott City again.
I'll never say it again.
Now we've learned.
Ellicott.
What else was there on that list? Oh, there's Taney Town.
Taney Town?
Right?
How do you
spell it? It looks like, no. It looks like Taney Town, right? It's T-A-N-E-Y Town.
Right?
But it's pronounced Tawny.
Tawny Town.
Okay. I don't know why. So, I'll tell you, like, for living all over the country, these names have never been more difficult than here.
Yeah. So if you say Ellicott City or Towson or Taney Town, people know that you're not from here.
They're going to run you out of the city real fast.
Okay. I'll try my best.
That's good to know. Dude, thank you so much for calling us. Happy Friday.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
And now let's get you on the phone. You know what time it is, right? Mega Prize Minute. And the reason why we seem excited in the studio is because I have a feeling someone's about to win $500.
I do too. It's Friday. I feel good. I want you guys to win.
So 10 questions, 60 seconds. You think you know them. I'm going to take caller 32 right now because we got to, you know, let's just get some time for this to sink in.
Yeah.
410-583-1065. Caller number 32. Come on. Mega Prize Minute, like 30 seconds away on Mix, and I think someone's going to win this prize. $500. Seriously, just winning or listening on the radio, somebody wins, so fun, so be here for that. Really quick, though, remember this time yesterday we were playing Return of the Mac and we got really excited, right? Like, we started talking about Mark Morrison, one-hit wonder, right? I asked Jess to, like, do some research. And then she decided to post a video on Instagram of us kind of jamming out to Return of the Mac.
Yeah, we were just dancing.
And
that's
what happened next was pretty unexpected. You got to tell you this story coming up here before 9 on Mix.
Kramer and Jess.
Mega Prize Minute. Mix 106.5.
Hey, Mix, who's this?
Caroline.
Where are you calling from, Caroline?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, hi. What part of the city are you from? Let's see if Jess can pronounce it.
Oh, my gosh.
Essex.
From Essex?
Essex? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
beautiful,
girl.
Beautiful.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Caroline, before we start this, I got one question, and that's, have you been listening all week?
All week.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
Have you been writing down the answers?
I don't need to write them down. I got a good memory.
Now, I'll tell you, yesterday, Caroline, that's what she thought, too. Anna called in.
It was Anne. Anne called in.
And she was...
I got this.
Okay, well, then, let's get started, then. Welcome to Mega Prize Minute. So, how this game is played is it's 10 trivia questions, and the person on the phone is going to have 60 seconds to answer them. And if the person gets them all right, they get the mega prize of that round. This time, it is $500. And what are you going to do, Caroline, with that money?
I'll take it on vacation.
There you go.
Girl, where are you trying to go?
We're going to Mexico on the 11th.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay, so if there are a few rules that I want everyone to pay close attention to, because the thing is, like, Caroline doesn't get them all right, then Monday we're going to come back and play it again. So, Jessica.
Okay, if you get one wrong, you're out. If you mispronounce the answer, you're out. If you take longer than 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions, you're out. But if you get all 10 questions right within the minute, you win $500.
Got it.
She just sounds confident.
Okay,
well then let's start this round. Are you ready?
60 seconds starts now.
Question number one. How many A's are there in the word Baltimore?
One.
Correct.
Question number two. Kramer has a dog, a 5-pound chihuahua. What is her name? Oh, correct.
Question number three. How many points did the Ravens score in the season opener?
38.
Correct.
Question number four. Where did I have my first orange crush?
Dickie Lee.
Correct.
Number five. What is Maryland State tree?
White oak.
Correct.
Question number six. What is your favorite color?
Pink.
Correct.
Question number seven. How many Ravens fans voted on the team's iconic mascot?
33,288.
Correct.
Question number eight. Kramer's divorce was finalized on what day?
June 11, 2019.
Correct.
Question number nine. Baltimore is the home of the first blank factory.
Umbrella.
Correct.
Question number 10. What is my favorite emoji?
Blue butterfly.
There she goes!
Oh my God! $500!
Yeah! And you got 15 seconds to spare. You could have taken a breather in that, man. We could have just chilled for a little
what
bit.
What do you want to talk about? What do you feel like talking about this morning?
Oh, my God. I just love it. I've been listening all week long.
And that's what happens when you listen. That's the cool thing with Mega Prize Minute is you come back, and if you keep getting the answers, we're going to try to give them to you every single day, then you win money. So congratulations to you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a heads up. I'm going to give you a heads up for next week because the game is coming back, but it's going to move times, but the prize is going to get even bigger. So for everybody listening, check it out. Monday, we're going to play again, a brand new round of Mega Prize Minute. It's going to launch at about 7:15, 7:20 Monday morning. So you got to come a little bit earlier. But with that said, we're going to double that cash prize and play for $1,000. Yeah. So, yes. And you're still qualified, Caroline, so you can call back in. You can play again.
Good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Shout outs again to our friend Caroline over in Essex. Just won $500 in Mega Prize Minute.
So excited for her. Have fun. Super. Have fun in Mexico, girl.
Yeah. And don't forget, Monday we're going to play. We're going to move it a little earlier. It's going to be at 7:15, 7:20-ish. Mm-hmm. I would say just listen between 7:15 and 7:30.
Or just listen the whole time.
Just don't
hang
ever
out
change
with
your radio. Or
please.
Download radio.com. Hey, funny update from yesterday really quick. So we were talking about Mark Morrison because the song Return of the Mac came on the radio. And we're like, oh my gosh, I love this song, right? You know that one, right?
We played it yesterday. Shout out to our boss for putting that in.
Yeah, it felt good. And I just asked Jess the question. I said, what's Mark Morrison up to? You know, then we kind of got an update this time yesterday that Mark's like just doing his record label thing in Miami or somewhere in Florida.
In Florida. Palm Beach.
So that's the story should have ended there, but it doesn't.
No.
So what did you do?
So I posted a video on my Instagram at Jess Do It, JESSDUITT, if you want to watch it. It's just me and Kramer dancing, and I tagged him in it, and I said, you know, shout out to Mark for giving us all the Throwback Thursday vibes, not thinking anything of it.
Right.
4 hours later, this man reposted me on his Instagram story, and I flipped out because it's like, this song is at every single family barbecue I've ever had in my entire life, and I was just geeking out over it.
Of course.
So immediately, I message him, and I'm like, Mr. Morris, please.
Morrison.
Mr. Morrison.
I hope we didn't say Morris.
No, I didn't. I literally was like, Mr. Morrison, can you please come on our show? We are huge fans of you. It would be so much fun. And also, he's celebrating the 25th anniversary of his debut album this month. So I was like, it'd be perfect. You can talk about whatever you want. Literally, can you please? This man just likes my message and gives me pray hands. I said, but wait.
Which is so weird. Like, we were so close. Like,
we were so, and here's the thing, too. So he reposted the video, right? There is a little glitch. So when he posted it on his Instagram story, there was no sound. He takes it down and reposted it again. So I asked him again, and he just liked the message.
Yeah. So most morning shows probably would just stop there and tell the story and be done.
Yeah.
Not this morning show.
Not us.
Not our petty selves.
That's not how we operate. Absolutely not.
I told Jess that we really just want to get Mark Morrison on the show, and it's not irrelevant at all anymore, but now it's a challenge.
Now it's a challenge, and it would just be fun.
So, Jess, what's the plan that we came up with?
Every single day, every single day until we get this man on our show, I'm going to post a video on Instagram and just be like, day two, where you at, Mark?
Just basically inviting him to come on the show.
Playing this song.
He obviously checks his Instagram messages.
Yes.
And like reposts stuff. Somebody
totally,
does.
It's totally him. Who does pray hands? Of course it's him. Yeah.
So we're literally every single day. Are you going to do it on the Kramer and Jess one or are you going to do it on your personal one?
I'll do it on both. I'll do it on, so you guys can see no matter what.
Go follow us, Kramer and Jess, if you're on Instagram, Kramer with a K, and Jess, Kramer and Jess. And we're going to post every day until Mark Morrison agrees to come on the show.
He's just so cool. Like, how do you, I mean, imagine being him.
It's
He's
cool,
all,
man.
You're welcome for the never-ending good vibes.
We're being so morning radio right now, though. It's like so 2020 morning radio. All right, so that's the goal. Mark on the show. How many days will it take? We're not sure.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.